With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, amid the shutdown and paralysis of the federal government, the Maryland General Assembly took action and opened the 2019 legislative session.
I now call the Maryland Senate to order.
The most sweeping environmental issue being debated this year is a proposed amendment to the Maryland Constitution that would add the rights to clean air and clean water and a healthy environment to the state's Bill of Rights. Rabbi Nina Beth Carden, field director of the Maryland Environmental Health Network, is helping to lead the campaign for a constitutional amendment.
The idea is to have this as a fundamental right, putting it on par with all of the other rights that we have, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press. And as such, it would be sort of written into the DNA of how we construct our society.
Such a constitutional change to add a healthy and green rights amendment would require the approval of not only 3/5 of state lawmakers, but also a majority of Maryland voters in the next election. There is historical precedent, however, for such environmental rights bills. In 1971, Pennsylvania amended its constitution to add a right to clean air and water. And that amendment recently proved pivotal in a court decision that gave residents of western Pennsylvania the right to pass zoning laws restricting hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. Here's Rabbi Carden again.
One of the other things that this amendment would do is to state clearly that all of the public natural resources of the state belong to the people of Maryland, and that the state and all levels of government are the trustees responsible for protecting the natural resources of Maryland.
Another major bill being debated by the State General Assembly would require power companies in Maryland to buy half of their electricity from solar, wind, or other renewable sources by 2030. That's double the current requirement of 25% by 2020. Here's State Senator Brian Feldman, a Democrat from Montgomery County and co-sponsor of the bill.
You know, there are some issues where inaction at the federal level spurs activity at the state level. And the more states that get into this area and pass legislation, the more pressure it puts on our federal Congress.
Governor Larry Hogan vetoed a similar but less ambitious bill in 2016 because it could raise rates for electricity consumers. But lawmakers overrode his veto. Other bills being championed by the Maryland League of Conservation Voters would ban styrofoam cups and food packaging statewide. And proposed legislation would outlaw an insecticide called chlorpyrifos, which is sprayed on fruit trees to kill pests, but which has been linked to brain damage in children. Last year, a proposed state ban on chlorpyrifos fell short after farmers argued they needed the chemical to battle an invasive species called the spotted lanternfly. Carla Redig, executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, argues that there are safer alternative pesticides. And she said Maryland needs to ban chlorpyrifos because the federal government has failed to take action.
U.S. EPA had concluded that it should be banned, and the Trump administration determined that they weren't going to do that and rolled it back. And that is exactly why we need to have the ban here in Maryland.
This legislation could face a rough road politically, however, because the influential farm lobby opposes almost all restrictions on pesticides. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.